Galgo Mundo.
Pero quiero que pongas una canción en la radio.
¿Qué canción querés que ponga?
No sé.
¿Cuál canción puede ser?
No sé nada.
Una de... ¿De los Rolling Stones?
No, una de la película de Samurai. La que... Cuando empieza. De la película de Samuresa. La que... Cuando empieza.
La primera canción que hay... ¿Qué? ¿Pero qué dice la letra para que yo me dé cuenta? ¿Qué dice? ¿Cómo es la canción? ¿De qué canta? ¿Qué dice?
El samurái fue el perro samurái. Solo esa parte me acordé.
Bueno, la voy a buscar. Aparte, ¿querías qué? ¿Mandarle un beso a tu mamá? ¿Estás divertida igual?
Igual.
¿Sí? Uh-huh. Ok.
Donde solo hay gatos, donde faltan héroes de verdad. En un mundo rudo y despiadado, hubo un héroe, el perro samurái. Si un pueblo estaba amenazado, en peligro frente a la maldad, vio surgir a un poderoso extraño. El salvador fue el perro samurái. Enviado del Shogun con flechas y arcos, Cerbatana en un chaco usó. Su ley el Bushido, samurái en servicio, maestro en Aikido, un ser que al mundo asombró. Con su espada fue leyenda viva, al villano su grito dio pavor. Acabó al odio con justicia, el protector, el defensor. ¡Viva el perro samurái!
Estás escuchando Galgo Mundo.
El tapado no es de piel, salvo en los puños. No lógica distinta a una que en esta canción de Supertramp en sureste descubren. Les gustaría poder acordarse de algo más que el nombre del disco, Breakfast in America. Los desayunos en el Hotel Vivaldi, pensé que ibas a decir algo de los desayunos, se extrañan cada tanto. Cecilia me pregunta cuándo volvemos al Radisson y la respuesta es pronto, pretty soon. En el año loco vivimos entrando y saliendo a las habitaciones de los hoteles, uno de 5 estrellas en el centro y otro de un par menos en alguna parte de Positos.
The girls in California, I'm hoping it's going.
¿Estás escuchando Galgo Mundo?
La muchacha que no era del rojo pelo era de otra parte, más próximo a Dunville. Te cuento mis sueños otro día. No me importa si viste o no viste la película en la que trabajaba Gregory Peck. Lo que molesta nada tiene que ver con la humedad. No es la primera vez que lo digo. Es viejo y conocido. El ruido que hacen con los cubiertos en la isla. Los dejan caer todos juntos en una hielera de acero. No es porque se hayan criado en el jardín de Millie, es porque crecieron salvajes, están errados y mi mente no está dañada.
Last time you'll hear the prayer the wicked lady shares with a hint of despair, loud as a storm slips in the oh sweet day. You'll hear the others say, come on mama, can you keep it down? Faith is savage and your mind is damaged. You're more than halfway there. That place is wrong and you'll move on. You're already gone. Them little lousy dogs tied up all day long, barking at the wall, gonna surely break you down. You know it took so long for the fool to come, unlock the gate and let them out. Your faith is savage and your mind is damaged. You're more than halfway there. That place is wrong and you'll move on. You're already gone. A heavy silence there is hard to compare. A final horror in your bitter soul. I wonder who'll see a devil's child to be. As your man hangs in the yard, your faith is savage and your mind is damaged. You're more than halfway there. That place is wrong and you'll move on. You're already gone.
Thanks.
En alguna parte tiene que haber quedado el disco de Steve Gunn, el mismo problema que con las drogas, para cuando alguno que dijo haberlas dejado, pero no acordarse en qué parte. Siempre parece un buen plan el mejor manejar para otro lugar distinto al de la canción de John Hiatt. Para el este vamos, el sur puede esperar. El enigma no era de una calavera con el nombre de Santo Domingo. El viaje de carretera hasta el lugar que se llama con dos B largas. Pude ir una vez a buscar un pasaporte que no encontré. Puedo volver para ver qué encuentro ahora. Son un lote de discos que están más desaparecidos que ausentes. Uno, el sentido común de John Prine, intenta decirme que no tiene sentido alguno volver. Pero cuando deja esa de sonar, viene otra, no pasa nada, bastante querida, de la Jota de Plata, que dice...
Smile on. Don't bother to pack your your nylons. Just leave those pretty legs showing. It gets hot down where we're going. Better believe it, baby. Hey. True love, with our heads in the clouds, just a little off course. But I left that motor running, so if you're feeling down and out, oh, come on, baby, drive. Come on, baby, drive south with the one you love. Come on, baby, drive south with the one.
Viva la radio. Saludos cordiales, Galgo Mundo.
Que está volviendo a volver para atrás. Le pasan otras cosas que poco tienen que ver con el reencuentro de las cosas que una vez tuvo, pero juro que son unas cuantas. Y vale la pena volver por ellas. La manera más simple... Ya quedó pronto, ¿cuántos gatos hay? 6 gatos. 6 gatos, ¿no? Son 6. Casi listo. Muy bien, porque esto está casi listo también. La manera más simple de poder hacer eso es dormirse, despertarse y pegar carretera. Un domingo cualquiera en el que no me voy a encontrar con mi madre en su día. No de la manera más directa me voy a poder encontrar con otras cosas que me van a recordar a ella y al resto de las Mothers of Invention que vinieron después. Alguien pega estornudo fuerte en el norte. El ratón que era modesto, dice que alguien se puede haber puesto un disfraz perfecto. Disculpe, amigo, este galgo era mío y el nombre que usted tiene con doble B larga, el que insistió tantas veces hasta que ese fue el nombre, he sido yo.
I wish I could remember that movie just a little bit better. All I remember about it was that it starred Gregory Peck. He was shot down in the back by a hungry kid trying to make a name for himself. Townspeople wanted to crush their kid down and string him up by the neck. Well, the sheriff beat that boy into a bloody pulp. As a dying gunfighter lay in the sun and gasped for his last breath. Turn him loose, let him go, let him say he outdrew me fair and square. I want him to feel what it's like to every moment face his death. Well, I keep seeing this stuff and it just comes rolling in. And it blows right through me like a ball and chain. You know I can't believe we've lived so long and are still so far apart. Your memory keeps calling up to me like a rolling train. I can still see the day that you came to me on the painted desert. In your busted down Ford and your platform heels. Could never figure out why you chose that particular place to meet. Ah, but you were right, it was perfect. As I got in and behind the wheel, we drove that car all night into San Antonio, and we slept near the Alamo, fell out under the stars. Way down in Mexico, you went out to see a doctor and you never came back. I stayed there a while till the whole place, it started feeling like mine. Something about it reminds me of you, like when she sings, baby, let the good times roll. Ah, but I'm too old over the edge to remember the things we used to talk about or do. And she don't wanna remind me, she knows this car would go out of control. And then we headed out towards Amarillo, rushing down where Henry Porter used to live. He owned a wrecking lot outside of town. We could see Ruby in the window as we come rolling up in a trail of dust. She said, Henry's not here, he took off, but you all can come in and stay a while. Well, she told us times were tough, but we never knew just how bad off she was. You know, she would change the subject every time money came up. You know, her eyes were filled with so much sadness. She was so disillusioned with everything. She said, even the swap meets around here are getting pretty corrupt. How far y'all going? Ruby asked us with a sigh. We're going all the way till the wheels fall off and burn. Till the sun heals the paint and the seat covers fade and the water moccasin dies. Ruby just smiled and said, whoa, you know, some babies never learn. Well, I keep trying to remember that movie though, and it does keep coming back. But I can't remember what part I played or who I was supposed to be. All I can remember about it is it's starring Gregory Peck and he was in it. And everything he did in it reminded me of me. Yeah. Door. I was crossing the street when they opened fire. I didn't know whether to duck or to run, so I ran. Sounded to me like I was being chased by the midnight choir. Well, you saw my picture in the Corpus Christi Tribune. Underneath it said a man with no alibi. You went out on a limb to testify, and you said I was with you. Oh, you yes you did. And I watched you break down in front of the judge and cry. Ah, it was the best acting I ever saw you do. Now I've always been an emotional person, but this time it's asking too much. If there's an original thought out there, oh, I could use it right now. Yeah, I feel pretty good, but you know I could feel a whole lot better. Oh, yes, I could, if you were just here by my side to show me how. Well, I'm standing in line in the rain to see a movie starring Gregory Peck. Oh, yes, I am, but it's not the one that I had in mind. He's got a new one out now, you know, and he just don't look the same. But I see him anyway, and I stand in line. What's convenient? Nothing happens on purpose. It's an accident if it happens at all. And everything that's happening to us seems like it's happening without our consent. Well, we're busy talking back and forth to our shadows on an old stone wall. Oh, you got to talk to me now, baby. Tell me about the man that you used to love. Tell me about your dreams just before the time you passed out. Oh yeah, tell me about the time that our engine broke down, and it was the worst of times. Tell me about all the things I couldn't do nothing about. There was a movie I seen one time, and I think I sat through it twice. I don't remember who I was though, or what part I played. All I remember about it, there was a starring Gregory Peck. But that was a long time ago, and it was me.